Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you just heard, if you're part of our program, you just heard this awesome prophetic word and prophetic encounter with Pastor John Kilpatrick, Eagles in the Sky, Andy Sanders here at 2 a.m. in the same morning. Mm. You know, God's loosing his eagles over America, the prophets over America, and the prophetess over America. And they're in the cave where he's loosing them out, like in the time of Jezebel, he's talking about. Well, guess what? This is exactly, the Lord took me into the cave. I want you to see this image right here. He took me into a cave and he showed me the eagles. Mm. Literally, they were tall. I mean, literally, maybe 3 foot tall, I guess is what we're, I mean, they're like, you put them on top of something and they're 3 foot. It was like they're 6 foot standing there.
Wow.
With me. And they were just lined up inside that cave. And they were there, of course, with all of our VFN KB television equipment, you know, doing, covering the prophetic and what was happening. And all of a sudden, I saw all those eagles just loose out over America. And they just flew out of the cave, actually. And it was like a hole, like you're seeing right there. And so in that, the Lord showed me all of a sudden things. As soon as they flew out, America started going through difficult times.
Mm.
There was like crashes and things, rough seas, and just, it was just chaotic. But the thing about with God's people is, it's not going to be chaotic for them. It's going to be like a Goshen experience, because we were covering it with VFN, KB's, all of us, our media, and all were covering it. And we were on this boat, John, in the middle of rough seas.
Wow.
And, you know, helicopters are blowing up and falling into the seas and different things are going on. But we, even though it was rough sea, you think the boat would be going all over the place, but we were on the back of it covering it, and it was just smooth sailing.
Steady.
So the whole world was rocking, but God's people are not going to rock. And that's what happened when you look how God freed Israel out of Egypt. You know, Egypt was rocking, but Goshen was a nice, calm place, you know, and God was showing a difference between his people and not. And so the eagles is what Andy's talking about and what we've been talking about. They're there to warn, prophetically warn, about what's going to happen first before it happens, because God does nothing unless he first reveals it to his eagles first, his prophets first. Mm. And so when God's giving you a dream and God's speaking to you, some of you have been speaking prophetically and people don't understand the prophetic, or they don't want to hear what God's voice is, and they shut it down or they create doubt. And you got to quit doubting the voice of the Lord anymore, because people who don't hear, they don't understand. And you have to speak with boldness, especially at a time like this. It's going to be very surgical things that are going on.
No doubt.
And don't speak from your own mind and your own whatever, but just if God's speaking to you, you know, we have a very important thing for you. It's at iabide.org. If you have not yet begun your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, it's going to be difficult for you to define the voice of the Lord or not. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You need to be abiding with him during these times so you can hear his voice and begin to live out what he's saying, but also speak out what he's saying. And so it's not by accident that the year of the Eagles, that the Philadelphia Eagles end up the underdogs.
That's right.
End up winning the
Super Bowl.
And these, I'm telling you, man, there's obviously Christians on both teams, but I want you to hear the head coach, after winning the biggest game in the earth, you know, the Super Bowl.
Reports are they were watching this in Israel and rejoicing.
Yes.
Fans everywhere.
But I want you to hear, you know, this is Doug Peterson. He is the head coach. 9 years ago, he was a high school coach. But now he's actually won the Super Bowl. And what does he say when they ask him about how this happened? Take a look.
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago you're coaching in high school and here you are with this trophy?
I can only give the praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity.
Is that so powerful? He acknowledges Jesus Christ. This is the Eagle. This is a big, huge shift. And I think about one of the winning touchdowns that was caught by Zach Ertz. And he was interviewed before the Super Bowl. We want to hear about his relationship with God before. This is the one that caught that pass, remember? And he reached out over the lines and went face down into the end
plane.
Zone. Broke the plane. It was totally amazing. This is his interview before winning the Super Bowl. Take a look.
Tight end Zach Ertz agrees with Malcolm and says he is personally reaping the benefits of a faith-filled locker room.
I dedicated my life to Christ back in March. I was baptized in March. I got married the next day. And our marriage has been built on that foundation of the Word and Jesus. And it's changed my life. And just to have these guys hold me accountable on a daily basis has been phenomenal for me. I hope I do the same for them.
That's so important. I mean, he gave his life to the Lord prior to it, got married, dedicated his marriage to it. And a lot of people say that
after.
Before. I mean, what's he going to say afterwards, right? Yeah. Well, this is his interview. Remember, he won one of those touchdowns with that pat. It was an amazing catch.
It's beautiful.
And he became a runner, and then he went into the end zone.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. As a matter of fact, listen to who he gave the glory to. This is after the game, after the Super Bowl, and after they won, the Eagles won. This is the year of the Eagles, right? Listen to what he said.
Let's bring in Zach Ertz, caught the game-winning touchdown. What was that feeling like? You're in the huddle, and you know that play is being called. What are you thinking?
I better score. I mean, glory to God, first and foremost. We wouldn't be here without him. This team is amazing. I mean, each and every day we go out there, we love to practice. And I think that's the foundation of this team. And wow, what a run it's been.
That's so important. This is the year. This is a prophetic move. This is so, there's so many things that maybe we'll get a chance to share what Brett Holderbaum got from the Lord about this. Mm. But I want you to hear the quarterback Nick Foles, his pre-interview prior to winning the Super Bowl. I want you to hear his heart. Let's take a listen to him.
My faith in the Lord is everything. You know, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost. That's everything. I wouldn't be able to do this game without him. I don't have the strength to go out here and do this. This is supernatural, but it's also, you know, opportunity to go out there and, you know, share what he's done in my life. And it's not about prospering at all. It's about how he's humbled me. In my weaknesses, he made me strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9, you know, whenever I was at my lowest, that's where, my relationship with Christ grew.
That's so important. As a matter of fact, take a look at the scripture that he's talking about right here. It's a very powerful one that we need to understand. You're looking at it right here on your screen. Look at the scripture. He said, this is what he said to me, 2 Corinthians 12:8. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Mm. And he's saying, this is the reason why. This is what's going on. As a matter of fact, look what happened because he humbled himself and allowed God to use him. This is after winning the Super Bowl. And guess what? He still gives the glory to God. Take a look. This is actually Nick Foles.
Just another game, right, Nick?
Yeah, just another game. Unbelievable. All glory to God. Obviously, Lily really likes this mic. She has no idea.
It didn't seem like the game, the nerves, the pressure matched up against Brady bothered you. What was going on inside you?
I felt calm. I mean, we have such a great group of guys, such a great coaching staff. We felt confident coming in, and, you know, we just went out there and played football. You know, we've played this game since we were a little kid. We've dreamed about this moment. There's plenty of kids watching this game right now, dreaming about this moment. Someday we'll be here. And to be here with my daughter, my wife, my family, my teammates, this city, we're very blessed.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Is that not awesome? Mm-hmm. Listen, maybe you are called into sports. Maybe we call that like the entertainment mountain where you're going in and maybe it's basketball, maybe it's football, maybe whatever it is. I want to encourage you right now. That's one thing that we like to focus on, you know, the seven mountains. And one of them is the entertainment mountain, which includes sports. You can find out more details about that at vfnkb.com. But I also want to encourage you to get connected. It's part of our family, your tribe. Can you imagine, you know, a whole family being behind you across the world, supporting you at a moment like this? It is so powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.